And to begin with, pass the pepper. What's that you say? The trees themselves are surprised into speech. And have you never, in solitude and despair, talked to the walls, to your idiot pooch, to empty air? I repeat, the pepper, if you please. For if it had not been for peppercorns, then what is ending now in East and West might never have begun. Pepper it was that brought Vasco da Gama's tall ships across the ocean, from Lisbon's Tower of Belém to the Malabar coast, first to Calicut and later, for its lagoony harbour, to Cochin. English and French sailed in the wake of that first arrived Portuguese, so that in the period called Discovery of India, but how could we be discovered when we were not covered before, we were not so much subcontinent as subcondiment, as my distinguished mother had it. From the beginning, what the world wanted from bloody Mother India was daylight clear, she'd say. They came for the hot stuff, just like any man calling on a tart. Mine is the story of the fall from grace of a high-born crossbreed, me, Marais Zagoibi, called Moore. For most of my life, the only male heir to the spice trade and big business craws of the da Gama Zagoibi dynasty of Cochin, and of my banishment from what I had every right to think of as my natural life by my mother Aurora, née da Gama, most illustrious of our modern artists, a great beauty, he was also the most sharp-tongued woman of her generation, handing out the hot stuff to anybody who came within range. Her children were shown no mercy. As rosary crucifixion beatnik chicks, we have red chilies in our veins, she would say. No special privileges for flesh and blood relations, darlings. We munch on flesh, and blood is our tipple of choice. To be the offspring of our demonic Aurora, I was told when young Bygone painter V. for Vasco Miranda, is to be truly a modern Lucifer.